this Thanksgiving, when most of the festivities are kind of dying down and your family's getting on your nerves a little bit and somebody starts talking about politics, jump up and say, hey, let's all go to the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino instead. They've got 24-hour gaming, the Dekagaihi restaurants open from 8 to 8, snack bars open from 11 to 11. All kinds of great stuff going on there, and maybe it's a good spot to put your friends or family for the holidays, maybe take a little staycation too. Just outside of Lander, that's the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino. And if things do get out of control this holiday season, maybe there's a fight about politics, or maybe there's an accident in the kitchen. Let's hope it doesn't come to that. But if somebody gets hurt, Elevate Rehab may be able to help. Elevate Rehab shoulder-to-hand therapy at 4th and Main and Lander. They're addressing physical therapy services with the entire body from Dr. Stephen Elmer. They've got two certified hand therapists on their staff, too. But they also work on things like fractions, tendon injuries, repair nerve damage burns, and a whole lot more. That's Elevate Rehab shoulder to hand therapy. And finally, our friends at the Wyoming Department of Transportation remind you, if you're traveling for the holidays, please buckle your seatbelt. A lot of roads out there slick and nasty this week, so give yourself some extra time. Please be safe and put that seatbelt on. That's the number one thing you can do to increase your chances to save your life in the event of a crash. Stats are overwhelming. Buckle up every time all across Wyoming. Thanks to YDOT.
This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast studio, here's Jared Anderson.
All right, it is the County 10 Podcast. It's a special edition of the County 10 Podcast as we gear up for the holiday, Thanksgiving right around the corner. I'm Jared Anderson, pleased to be joined by a couple members of the County 10 staff. County10.com owner Will Hill is with us. Will, how's it going?
Good. I am pleased to be joined by you.
Fantastic. You sound like you've already had coffee, and that's what we're going to get to here in just a moment. But I like the enthusiasm. Amanda Goddard is with us as well. Amanda, how's things with you?
Awesome. Can't wait for Thanksgiving. Baking.
What are you baking exactly?
I'm making a buttermilk pie.
Nice.
And what,
chocolate or plain?
Just plain.
All right, you're dead to me.
Well, I wanted to do chocolate, but the family didn't want chocolate, so.
Yeah. All right, well.
It still sounds good.
But I do have one pinned, a chocolate buttermilk pie, so.
Chocolate buttermilk pie is one of my wife's Thanksgiving specialties, and Christmas, and any other time of year that we can do it.
Okay, so here's my question. Do you put anything on top of the pie? Like, I tried to look up, what do you eat with buttermilk pie? And there was almost nothing.
You know what you eat with buttermilk pie? You eat buttermilk pie.
More pie.
Oh.
Some whipped cream. You might put some whipped cream on top.
Okay, so I did buy whipped cream.
Okay, whipped cream is good.
I just felt like it needed something like sour, like berries on top.
Okay, that's weird. No sour. Where did you get your buttermilk pie recipe?
Well, the Pinterest. Where else?
Okay. Well, we got ours from Bubba's and Cody. Apparently, they were on Food Network like 100 years ago.
Whoa.
With their buttermilk pie recipe.
Oh, cool.
So many people asked for it that they just started giving it out. So we said, hey, let's have a piece of buttermilk pie on our honeymoon 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
No, 12 years ago. Hope my wife doesn't listen to this. And 12 years ago, and we had a piece of buttermilk pie, and we said, man, this is really good. And the waitress said, well, here's the recipe. And so, yeah.
How many times does that happen where the waitress just gives out the recipe at a restaurant?
She had a stack of them in her apron. A stack of them.
How crazy.
And they just give it out all the time. And so now we make it all the time.
Wow. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Have to share that around. I should set this up, and since we're already talking about pies for 3.5 minutes here, and tell you, we are here to talk, yes, about food, but about holiday plans. We'll kick off your Thanksgiving with a little discussion here among the County 10 team. And you two just went to one of our favorite spots, McDonald's, to grab some of the new items on the McCafe menu. Is that right?
We did. Yeah. You know, every year, full disclaimer, McDonald's is one of our favorite community partners, and there are a lot of awesome places to go and get a coffee, to grab a bite to eat in Fremont County. But we love McDonald's for the quick nature of all of it, and all the things they do for the community, and their McSchool nights and that kind of thing. And they rotate their menu for the holidays, and this year they've got a few new things on the item, a few new items on the menu. There mm-hmm, we go. Mm-hmm. Menus on the items on the menu.
We know what you mean.
So we went down and thought we would sample them and see if they live up to the hype. Because yeah. McDonald's has got to hype everything, you know?
Absolutely. We did not too long ago the McDonald's items from around the world. That was a ton of fun to go sample and did a review about that in the summer. And now we're back to taste test a little bit more. I've got this coffee in front of me and it's open and I've got this wafting caramel smell. I think that's a caramel macchiato and it smells heavenly. So I got to dive in here.
Oh, yeah. Caramel macchiato. I think that's one of their standard menu items, but definitely a good one for the holidays.
Yeah.
I have to turn it around and turn sideways because the label's on sideways. I've got a cinnamon cookie latte. Let's give this a shot here.
Cinnamon cookie.
Okay. That's flipping fantastic. It's not too sweet. I expected it to be too sweet, and it's not too sweet at all.
Does it resemble a cookie, though?
Well, no, it resembles coffee, Jared.
Good.
It does taste like a cookie, though, to be honest. It's pretty good.
Okay, we're not taste testing.
Just
Oh, that's right. Oh, okay.
Just want to... want to be clear not. that was Will Hill, County 10 owner, and not me.
McDonald's is not, while fantastic, McDonald's is not as sophisticated as brown sugar when we did our taste test with them. I won't cup this coffee. I'll just drink it.
We still brought the sophistication level down with that one, too.
Man, that is good.
Mm. What are you eating, Amanda?
So I went with something cold.
Perfect for a snowy day.
Yeah. Snickerdoodle McFlurry. Mm. It is super sweet. So if you like that, the cinnamon, it has a really nice aftertaste. There's crunchy cookie, cinnamon cookie in there.
Nice.
And I don't know if it's like, I don't know. There's like some kind of chocolate pieces, like white chocolate or something. That's probably not what it is, but it's sweet, and it, I don't know, it's good.
Big fan of cinnamon ice cream. That sounds like a good one.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. What else do you guys do for Thanksgiving desserts, speaking of sweet?
I mean, my mom bakes pumpkin pie because that's all my dad really likes.
Oh, well.
So she makes like 3 or 4 of those, and then I just do some kind of pie. That's about it.
We're a pie family, too. I was a pie family with my parents. My wife's parents always traditionally did pies, and that's what we're going with again this year. Nice. How about you guys? You do anything outside the box or just pies?
Well, my wife is quite the baker. Mm-hmm. And so we do buttermilk pie, chocolate buttermilk pie. We do the pumpkin pie thing. Yeah. We also sometimes do chocolate silk pie. She'll usually do some kind of cookie, also a pumpkin roll. And then we can't get into Christmas yet because we're not there yet, but the list is a mile long for what she does for Christmas. Quite literally a mile long, at least 15 different items that we've got to have around the house. So we usually have 3, 4, 5 different dessert options.
Holy cow. What's the average weight gain at the holiday season at your house?
17.3 pounds.
Okay.
That's over the whole season, though. I mean, come on. Sure. That's not just Thanksgiving.
Sure. Oh, my God.
So
I wouldn't be able to eat anything sweet for like 3 months.
It really only lasts about a week, and then you're ready to go back. So
that's amazing. You guys have any plans for the holidays? Are you trying to go anywhere, spend it with family, any odd traditions or anything like that?
We go every year. Not this year because the roads are covered in snow. And so we've got five kids and my wife is pregnant with our sixth. And so we have to plan ahead a little bit on these things. So we canceled our trip, but we always go to Laramie to my brother-in-law's house. He and his wife and their nine children live in Laramie. And we always go down there and my in-laws, they come down from Casper and my other brother-in-law comes down. And so we have a massive 30-person Thanksgiving.
Cool.
It's a good time.
Very cool. Amanda?
Wow. Yeah, no. Just mostly immediate family, my grandparents probably too. and my husband go over to my mom's house every year, mostly. And then usually I'm just chomping at the bit to put up Christmas decorations. So we kind of have this rule that we don't put them up till after Thanksgiving. So I just already have all the boxes out of the shed and in the house, just waiting. So
I appreciate that rule though. I like Christmas lights and I'm not trying to be a humbug, but I like waiting until at least the day after Thanksgiving until they go up. Or even Thanksgiving evening. That's fine.
But you know what my biggest pet peeve is? Is doing the Black Friday shopping on Thursday after dinner.
Yep.
I'm guilty of it, but it's definitely like a big pet peeve of mine.
We, you guys couldn't survive in our house.
Did I just offend someone? No one say anything. I don't know.
we don't do decorate too for Christmas until we decorate up to Christmas, a little bit at a time, the nativity, and then usually the weekend before Christmas, whatever weekend is before Christmas, then we'll put up the tree, decorate the tree, and then the lights don't come on until Christmas Eve. And then all the lights, we turn the lights on, and then we leave it up through the whole Christmas season, which for us is after Christmas.
Okay.
We're a stickler about our holidays.
Fair enough. I was going to say that's not worth it for just one day though, to go decorate the exterior. So I'm glad you get a few days of payoff there.
We don't forget to take down our lights. Some people forget to take down their Christmas lights or they're living the
strategy
holiday season. Yeah. We do it intentionally. So,
All right.
So I want to try this. I wanted to wait and get my reaction. Because I don't know what to expect. We didn't know that this was a thing, but apparently there's a holiday pie at McDonald's, and it's covered in multi-colored sprinkles. Whatever those are called. And it looks like it's filled with custard or something. Oh my gosh, I'm excited to try this.
It's red and green, so it looks like a holiday pie. The sprinkles are, at least.
And it's like a custard in the middle. And it's warm, and it's gooey, and it's flippin' delicious. And I may have to go buy 10 more of these. Wow. Well, that was a surprise. We went to go get the coffees, and then the Snickerdoodle McFlurry came up on the menu. We got to try that. And then this came up on the menu. Well, we have to try that.
How's it compare to the traditional apple pie? Because it's tough to beat traditional McDonald's apple pies.
This is just really different. Really different flavor. Doesn't have any like cinnamon or anything. Do you want to try it?
Yeah, let me try it.
All right.
Do you want to try some?
Sure.
After I just touched it.
That's all right. Everybody touch it before me.
Wow.
It is pretty good.
Definitely like a vanilla custard pudding.
Wow. All right. Well,
I'm glad.
We're going to leave the studio and then we're going to go back.
Oh, no.
No, you don't crash if you just keep eating.
No, I can't.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You guys have to do that post-Thanksgiving meal nap? Like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense that you have to nap off the meal. Like, you should go for a walk or something probably, but a nap just feels best.
Yeah.
It really does. It's a requirement.
I literally go into a food coma every time.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
And then I wake up and eat pie.
Mm-hmm.
Every family's different. Do you guys eat your dessert with the holiday meal, or do you wait after? You said you take a nap and then eat some. Mm-hmm. What do you guys do?
Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of a wait after we finish the meal before dessert comes out.
I had never experienced that till I met my wife's family. We just, in my family back in Indiana, we just plow through the meal and stuff down dessert, and that's what we do.
Nice.
But you got to wait. It must be a Wyoming thing.
It could be.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I always eat like the sweet, we always make the like sweet potato casserole dish with like the marshmallows and walnuts on top. So we always eat that, and that to me is like dessert.
No,
and
that's just.
I can't
just,
eat anything else sweet for a while.
Mid-meal dessert.
I'm all about salty stuff.
What's your favorite food in the overall Thanksgiving dinner? You guys make anything special, or do you like one of the traditional?
My wife does a sweet potato casserole that is a family recipe. Mm-hmm. So no marshmallows, but it's got cornflakes and a whole bunch of different things in it over and above the usual. So it's, oh man, that's what I live for.
Very cool.
So in the last 2 years, I'm trying to make it a tradition. I make like this cran raspberry kind of jello with like whole cranberries in it. Mm. And it's layered and it's got like sour cream in the middle, which sounds really weird because it's just sour cream. But with all the sweetness, it's perfect. So I'm going to make that. And then my husband always, every year, has to make green bean casserole. Like he cannot have Thanksgiving without it. So I'll usually bake a whole bunch of stuff for Thanksgiving and bring it over there. And Brandon, I always have to block off a time, 45 minutes right before we leave for him to make his green bean casserole. And like, so I have the oven for 2 days all until like 4 p.m. And then he bakes his green bean casserole and then we head out the door.
Mm-hmm.
That's our routine.
That's awesome. Fantastic.
Is there any traditional things you guys do besides the meal? You do the Macy's parade on TV, or is there football in the backyard after, or any traditions like that? Or is it just a lot of family and catching up?
Family and games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Play some family games.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we like to play this Pigs and Jokers game that my parents bought from someone here locally, makes them.
Oh, wow.
And carves them and stuff. So, yeah, we usually play that. That's about it.
Very cool.
Nice.
Anything else?
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there in County 10.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for the McDonald's.
Yeah. Really appreciate McDonald's for bringing us this episode, by which I mean filling our stomachs for this episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, it's pretty good. Their holiday menu is pretty flippin' tasty.
I'm with you and going to get about 10 more of those holiday pies. It's pretty good.
Those are really good, yeah.
More of those, more coffee.
Absolutely.
I totally didn't even share this McFlurry. I just realized.
Wow.
I the whole snack size, and I didn't share it at all.
It's hidden behind this bag that has, full confession, more items that we'll eat after this podcast recording. Right. And and I didn't even realize you ate the entire thing. Way to go, Amanda.
Let's sum it up with what we're thankful for. Should we get sappy?
Oh.
Don't look at me.
Yes,
go. You guys go first.
Right.
At least in my personal life, certainly my family. I've got 3 crazy dogs. I just moved into a new house, so thankful for that, and thankful for this job and for you guys.
Wow, Jared.
Wow.
That was awesome. Thanks,
I had to
man.
Make things sappy. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody listening, he's actually blotting his eyes with a napkin, with a McDonald's napkin right now.
With a little, a that's holiday awesome. Pie.
Thanks, Jared. We like you too.
Oh, well, thanks. All right. Anybody else?
I guess I am just very thankful for my husband. He is truly my favorite person in every sense of the word. And, yeah, he's just my best friend, and just have fun together. And right now we're just bought some property, so we're just kind of got some big dreams that we are having fun together. So
awesome.
I would have to say, obviously my family and my wife and our kids and all of those things. But I think from the context of this podcast, I would say I'm thankful for people in Fremont County. It's been a lot of fun the last almost 9 months doing this County 10 thing since March, and it's been great meeting new people and trying new things, and the reception has been fantastic, and a lot of people out there with ideas and a lot of amazing things going on in Fremont County right now, and I'm thankful that that God put me here 13 years ago, found a job here working for the Boy Scouts, had no intention of moving to Riverton, didn't even know where Riverton was, and drove 2 hours down the highway from Casper, found Riverton, and I'm really glad and very thankful this year that that this is where I'm at here in Fremont County. So
definitely. All right. Thanks, guys. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and hope everybody out there listening has a happy Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
And real quick, before we sign off here, I want to let you know that our friends at Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique have a whole lot of stuff going on this weekend. It is a great spot to shop for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. On Black Friday, they're open from 10 to 6. All outerwear, coats, hats, gloves, 20% off. Shop small on Saturday. Go support your local businesses. Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique will be open from 10 to 5. All sweaters are buy one, get one 25% off. And on Sunday, Bells and Bows wants you to come shop for yourself. They're open from noon to 4. They've got gifts on spa items. Specially marked gifts will be buy one, get one free. That's Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, 258 Main Street, downtown Lander. County 10 Podcast also made possible today by Rendezvous Dental. If you're thinking of a new dentist's office, maybe you're new to town and need to sign up to get those teeth white and shiny, bring the whole family to Rendezvous Dental. Dr. Crane, Dr. Sackett bring you the latest state-of-the-art techniques and technology, and they do it all while giving back to the community. They invest in a lot of things. Check out their Smiles series on County 10 to get a better sense of the type of folks that Rendezvous Dental has there. They're at 312 North 8th West. Make an appointment, accepting new patients now at Rendezvous Dental.